Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blogate Tips Tuesday podcast for May 28th, 2019, and I'm your host, Mayanna. This week, we'll have a little fireside chat, just you and me. And I do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Blogate Facebook page. It's open Q&A time for what caught your attention in this week's post or whatever you'd like to discuss about your site success. So do come join us for the live party. In Blogate happenings, I hope all my U.S. peeps enjoyed your holiday weekend. This past week was a mixed bag for me of happy things and stressful things. And I want to share that mixed bag with you this week as I continue to take Blogate in a different direction this year. What we have to know to run a successful site is getting out of hand due to everything changing at such a rapid fire pace. And last year, I nearly got an ulcer over the stress of covering those changes while house hunting, and that plus the deluge of work when there's a serious deadline that folks wait until the last minute to address woke me up to the fact that the way I've been running Blogate as primarily a service provider is no longer sustainable in time, money, and stress level. I have to make a change. And I've been on that track ever since to move Blogate back into more of what I enjoy most, which is teaching. And now it's time for more input from you as to how these changes will affect you and what things you need covered that would help you the most. Now, one of the happy things that happened this week were all of the comments y'all been making about how much you're enjoying the Gutenberg course. I'm thrilled to hear that. Please do contact me for a testimonial, and I'll send you a short form of the info I need to put your happy face and site link on Blogate. It's a great way to let others know if this course is the right fit for them too. Now, as for discounts, the ones I sent to my Site Audit Plus clients, as well as the DIY SEO course members and webmaster training members, will not be expiring anytime soon. The one for Blogate new subscribers expires on May 31st, as does the grand opening special for the public, and I've got a link for you to that post in the show notes to get your discount. Now for one of the unhappy things. SiteGround has decided to suppress WordPress 5.2 security features. And while I was doing site audits this past week for two clients on SiteGround, I found a new directive from them in the WP config file. They were initially super vague in their reply to my support ticket about it, but I pressed hard for answers on exactly what they're doing with this directive and why. Now, we're still hashing it out, and I'll have a full post on it for you later. Now, if you're in the Site Audit Plus group or the Webmaster group, you've been seeing the running reports on this. But suffice it to say that this is a super bad move on SiteGround's part, and I don't believe they're thinking through the legalities of some of the changes they've been making with things like this, lack of resource meters, yet running container hosting that will shut you down if you go over those resources, and with auto updates to PHP and WordPress. Most of these changes are not for our benefit. They're to protect their servers, which I get, but this is the wrong way to go about it, as it can not only break sites, but cause backups to break when restored too. This will also impact folks cloning their site for my Gutenberg course. And you know what? This is my last straw with their goofy setup and practices, as this one goes way over the line. Now, like I said, I'll have more for you later this week after I waste more time going back and forth with support just to get all the info I requested in the first ticket. You know, that's the norm for ticket support at SiteGround. If it's not a super simple thing, expect to touch that ticket 4 to 5 times. This week, I also spent 4 aggravating days going back and forth with A2 Hosting over something knocking out browser cache settings and WP Fastest Cache, not only on a client site, but on the test site account I still have there. I even had to get the WP Fastest Cache plugin dev in on it and had to provide screenshots of the speed test I did on my test account at the first of the year, not to mention jumping through hours of hoops to take the sites off Cloudflare and put them into the most basic operating states. They never found the issue. Yet it suddenly fixed itself everywhere. My guess is that a server admin made a change they didn't tell anybody about, including support. So me and the plugin dev and the client and host support just all wasted our time. Worse, none of us know what caused it, meaning we'll have to keep our eye on it from now on, which is another time suck. Now, all of this is why I'm vetting NameHero as a new host for us. I can't honestly recommend A2 Hosting for shared hosting any longer. As far as I know, they're still okay for VPS and dedicated, and I'm hitting my last straw with the Goofy at SiteGround too. So if you're ready to move host, see my post for a migration checklist. I've got the link for you in the show notes. And if you're not up to doing all that yourself, contact me for project managing your move. Got the link for that in the show notes too. Now keep in mind that I do not offer a service to fix a botched migration. It's cheaper and easier and far less stressful for us both to pay me to do it right the first time. Now, another unhappy time suck this past week was investigating the issues with shared posts not showing correctly on Facebook if you use Cloudflare. Again, it has taken days of going back and forth with support to get to the bottom of it, and I'm still investigating and testing the best way to resolve the issue permanently for us, and it may require a significant change from the way we're using the IP firewall now to challenge countries compared to the new way they recently made available with the addition of new firewall rules. And the issue suddenly cropped up because Facebook started scanning from one of the bad bot countries we have challenged. Now I'll have more for you soon as we continue to sort out the best way to deal with this. But for now, please see the video tutorial I made for you on how to whitelist Facebook's ASN IPs as a temporary solution. And I'll let you know if that will be our permanent solution or if we will be switching to the new firewall rules as soon as I can finish the testing. And that might be a couple of weeks. And I may be making some changes to ongoing support. You know, one of the reasons it takes me so incredibly long to create things like the Gutenberg course is due to so often having to throw everything on my schedule down to put out a fire or research and test changes to WordPress plugins and services we use. Now, for things like the major Yoast SEO changes, I made some of that info public, but the truly significant info I reserve for my DIY SEO course members. Their subscription is what pays me to do that sort of deep research, testing, and creation of training material. Same with my webmaster training members. Keeping up with things at hosting or deep site level for security and speed are things they have to know to keep their clients happy. And again, their subscription is what pays me to keep them updated. Now, because there are so many fires and changes lately with hosting, WordPress, and plugins, I'm seriously considering going to a subscription service for my site audit clients too. We already have a free Facebook group and member area for video tutorials and such. The free Facebook group will remain, as it's a great way for the entire village to help one another for everything site related, including the things I don't even use or cover in depth, but several folks do use, like recipe plugins. But I'm thinking about making the member area with the tutorials a subscription service that has deeper info as a way to help offset the cost of all the testing and digging and battling with support I do to get us the answers we need. On the other hand, making some of this info public is what brings in new clients and gets me found on Google as a great resource of info. And having that village helps me test things as well as alerting me to changes. So maybe I just need a subscription service for VIP clients that gives them more one-on-one attention and a place to talk about their biz that's not as open a forum. Now, what I know is that I do have to make some sort of change to pay for all the time I spend on stuff like this, especially given the extreme escalation of the sheer number of changes we have to deal with as site owners now. And I know that I'm one of the few people on the planet that even attempts to cover it all by themselves. Folks like WP Tavern have a staff of writers to do this kind of research and reporting. But that's all they do. They don't give you a resolution or even a suggestion of what to do with info. They just report it. I keep digging to get you the answer you need and the training on how to do it. So what do you think? How much do you value the info you get from me and having one place to keep up with it all? How many times have I helped you avoid going over the cliff with the herd and making a big costly mistake with your site? How much more traffic are you getting and more money are you making due to my help? What would happen to your site's success if I could no longer afford to keep doing what I'm doing the way I'm doing it, by jumping right on the fires, keeping tabs on upcoming changes, or battling with support on the services that we use? Those are the hard questions I'm asking myself now, too. What is my expertise worth to both me and to you? And for the folks still of the mindset that you should get everything for free, consider the cost to the one providing you with great solutions that help you make and save money. That includes folks who email me for plug-in suggestions and such. You and 300 others want a quick question answered each month. I have a ton of free info on Bloggate. Simply Google the word Bloggate, followed by the thing you want an answer on, and you'll see all I've got on it. If you're in one of our private groups, search there to see if someone's already asked and answered, and then ask if you don't see it. If it doesn't take looking at your site for more details, we can help you there. In fact, 90% of questions I get can be answered that way, and for the benefit of the whole group. Otherwise, all email support is now paid support. That includes for site audit clients, as you are the only one getting the help for your unique needs. Okay, back to a happy thing. This week, a Heartwood Art Update. I've been making it a point to clock out at a reasonable hour to ensure I have time and energy to do the things I enjoy, like being in my wood shop. And most of the time, that's about 8 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. Now, I'm delighted to share that I finally finished the miter saw station build, and you can see my latest video on how I built the material support shelves on each side of the saw. And I'll have a final post with the plans and entire build process that will link out to all of these tutorials and videos I made along the way. This has all been part of a content silo for SEO on both my posts and videos, and it's working. I'm already seeing more traffic from all sources. Now, the bulk of that traffic is from you, my Bloggate readers, but I'm starting to get a few more subscribers from folks I don't know, too, so that's encouraging. Now, after I finish up this series, I'll be moving on to build my workbench and using all I learned in this miter saw station build to help me do it better and try even more new techniques. And on to another happy thing. In my DIY SEO group this week, I shared part of a conversation I was having in another SEO pro group where someone had posted that SEOs are overlooking the power of video in SERPs, which are search engine result pages. I replied that video accounts for 86% of my new visitor traffic some months. That's not video in YouTube. That's YouTube videos showing at the top of a regular Google search. And another pro SEO replied that it's easier to organically rank a video than a post or a site. Right! Now, if you have an easy way to get to the top of page one in Google, why in the world wouldn't you take advantage of that? This is why I'm so focused on video to help propel Heartwood Art as fast as I can with SEO. It's a long game, and I want to shorten that road trip any way I can, and video is the key. Now, in our recent live DIY SEO workshop for the Yoast SEO changes, I mentioned the content silo that I'm building on Heartwood Art and asked if that's something folks would be interested in learning how to do. And enough folks replied yes, that it's something I definitely want to consider creating a course on. I already have plans to make more courses and separate SEO courses on things like advanced SEO, the anchor of which will be tutorials for Google Analytics. And I think that ought to include tutorials on content marketing, of which building a silo would be a part. Now, it really will be more of an advanced class, as it will require keyword research and data mining. And that requires paid tools like SEMrush. And I really do want to make a course for folks who are serious about their site success at that level of commitment in the time and money it takes to make it work. I may also make a basics class on Google Analytics as a foot in the door trial sort of thing to the more advanced class too. We'll see. Now, I'm also considering a course on video SEO that will include the SEO for YouTube and then the SEO for Google. That will be a standalone course. My holdup on doing that one is the fact that YouTube changes so often, and just keeping the course updated with those changes is a lot to take on for a low-dollar course. You know, it's the same hesitation I had before committing to creating the Gutenberg course, as there are updates to it every 2 weeks, but they are manageable right now. And that course only has a 1 month access for that reason. If it becomes unmanageable or has run its time of usefulness, then it's easy to stop offering it. I expect that will be at least 2 years down the road, as folks will be making the switch to Goot over that time frame. So I have to be careful about spreading myself too thin across too many courses that update too often. And I'll be opening the Goot course up to affiliates in the near future and also running ads. If those funnels get enough subscribers, then I know it will work for the video course too. And that will be the key, volume sales to warrant keeping the course current at a blazing pace. And hey, do y'all think we need a video group? I also learned this week that IGTV and stories on Instagram are now allowing video in landscape format, and I'm thrilled about it, as that will make it even easier for me to share my post-promo videos, not only for Heartwood Art, but for Blogaid now too. I just need to find a way to upload them from desktop. You may recall in a previous post that I'm using Grambler to upload videos to my Instagram feed. So I'm on the hunt for how to do that for stories and IGTV. And if you know a way, please do tell. I'm also going to start uploading video to Pinterest for both Blogaid and Heartwood Art. And I see that is catching on big there too. But I need to investigate right sizes and such on Pinterest. And I believe Kate All has covered that in her Simple Pen Media post and podcast. I'm just a little bit behind with reading up on those. And of course, Facebook loves live video and videos uploaded directly to them. In fact, I'm doing better with video for Blogaid on Facebook than on YouTube. But that will change as I continue pursuing videos for blog promotion beyond Tips Tuesday. Are you doing video yet? If not, what's stopping you? I'm seriously thinking about making a Facebook group for those of us active with video. In fact, I had such a group back in the days of Blab and when Facebook first started doing video, as I had courses on that. Now, I don't really have time to run a course on it right now, and I really do want to make it for folks already active with video. What do you think? Would such a group be helpful to you? Oh, and I want to give you an update on the podcast I was going to do with Kate All. Both Kate and I got tied up with the social warfare fire and the major changes to Social Pug during the window we both had for doing a podcast and post together. She's crazy busy traveling with her speaking gigs, and I was crazy busy with getting the Goot course out. So we decided to postpone our podcast together, and we'll circle back to it as time allows. And by that time, maybe things with Pinterest will have settled down, and or I'll be actively doing more with video on Pinterest, or other share plugin changes will have happened by then. And we'll have new things to cover. All right, y'all. Thanks for taking the time to listen and or read about the changes at Bloggate. I value the time you spend with me, and your opinion counts big time. So please do leave a comment here on the blog or anywhere you see this post online or in our private groups. And you can leave them on our live stream tonight, too. I always want to hear about how I can help you have a successful site. That's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.